Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures traded all over the board today, but we finished mixed here with corn down slightly, beans up quite strong, and then wheat really getting a hit on the very end, went back to today's low at the very end as the market closed. The news and talk today is a lot of it surrounding what's going on in South America and their crops. A lot of it's what's going on in Eastern Europe or Russia and the Ukraine. And then there's also talk about the demand from China, and that's mixing things up. Of course, China continues to cancel South American soybean purchases. And at this time, that's putting a little bit of a damper on the market, but the technicals really remain, and the hedge funds purchasing soybeans kind of led the day and led that rally. The next focus will be on the March 31st crop report, and they'll tell us how many acres they're expecting here, and that's March 31st. So the market will begin to shift towards that. Yesterday, we saw a lot of talk that with corn rally and beans selling off yesterday, that it was buying corn acres. Well, now we're seeing just the opposite today. So it's hard to tell exactly what's going on, but that's sort of the talk. Hedge funds are still long all three major grains, wheat, corn, and beans. And it looks like they're going to try to defend that position, but on a down day where the stock market's down, it's hard to keep things afloat.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Again, China canceling 600,000 metric tons of Brazilian beans is kind of negative. They're possibly trying to knock down prices here. But if you really think China's demand is lowering, we're still way above where we were last year at this time for China. So they're still a big buyer here. We're looking for some increased acreage at this point for corn, maybe a little bit less for beans. But a private economic forecaster said that the 2014 bean acres will be a record 83.2 million acres. Last year, we were 76.5, and the USDA is currently 79.5 million. So that's a pretty big jump for soybeans at this time. They're looking for corn planting to be 92.3 million acres, where last year we were at 95.4. The USDA is currently at 92 million. Exports report this morning was neutral to a little bit bullish for wheat, quite a bit bullish corn, and then on the high end of the range for soybeans. But the overall picture here, we're just still talking about that next report. And then, of course, we've got weather forecast for this weekend here in the Southern Plains. And if temperatures are pretty mild, low wind, and then we actually get some rain, there's still a chance for this wheat crop despite being dry up to this point.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down 25 cents at 143.62. March feeders were unchanged at 173.97, and April lean hogs were limit up at 118.92. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was down 11 cents at 7.30 and one quarter. Chicago March corn was unchanged at 4.84 and a quarter, and March soybeans were up 9 cents on the day at 13.90 and three quarters. And May cotton was down 52 points on the day at 91.68 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.